I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 591. Let's sing! One of the most beautiful ways to worship the Lord, express our faith, and strengthen our soul is to sing. I love singing, and I love music of all kinds. I've already done an episode on how Spotify helped me collect, organize, and then play my favorite songs. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the Two Greatest Commandments, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor. Music sure helps that, doesn't it? Yesterday we talked about writings that change the world, and I thought it's only appropriate to follow that episode with one about music that has done the same for humanity and the faith. So give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you some of those stories, hear a portion of God's Word, ask you a great question, pray a thoughtful prayer with you, and give you a challenge to, well, to sing today. Like with yesterday, the list I'm going to give you may include some that you'd leave off because you don't know them, or some that you wish were added. You can't imagine why they're not there. But these works, these songs, undoubtedly have changed the world, especially the world of the church. Here they are in chronological order as compiled by James D. Smith III, professor of church history at Bethel Seminary. The earliest one, number one, is Clement of Alexandria, and his song Shepherd of Eager Youth, circa about 200. The song expresses Eastern church discipleship by the earliest post-New Testament composer that we know by name. Number two is Ambrose of Milan. His song is O Splendor of God's Glory Bright, circa 390. The theology of ancient church councils is enmeshed in that song. Number three, Aurelius Prudentius, Of the Father's Love Begotten. I don't know that one. Number four, anonymous, Be Thou My Vision, which was written, surprisingly, before 600. Number five, anonymous, O Come Emmanuel. We know that Christmas song, written in the 700s. The sixth one is Theodult of Orleans, All Glory, Loud, and Honor, 1818, a classical procession of Holy Week song. Number seven, Francis of Assisi, All Creatures of Our God and King. Number eight, O Sacred Head Now Wounded, about the 1200s, set to music by Bach. Number nine, Martin Luther's A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, 1528. Number 10, Thomas Kinn, Praise God From Whom All Blessings Flow. We call it the Doxology, 1695. He wrote it to get his students engaged. Number 11, Isaac Watts, Joy to the World, another Christmas song. Number 12, Charles Wesley, Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing, 1739. Number 13, Thomas Oliver's, The God of Abraham Praise, 1770. I don't know that one, but it's a messianic praise song drawn from a Jewish hymn. Number 14, of course, John Newton's Amazing Grace, 1779. Number 15, Reginald Heber, Holy, 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 1826. Number 16, Fallyat Pierpoint, For the Beauty of the Earth, 1864. Number 17, Fanny Crosby, who wrote a bunch of songs, but this one, To God Be the Glory, 1875. Number 18, Frank Bottom, The Comforter Has Come, 1890. Number 19, Kate Wilkinson, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, 1913. Number 20, Daniel Iverson, Spirit of the Living God, 1926. Number 21, Tommy Dorsey, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, 1932. Number 22, Stuart Hine, How Great Thou Art, 1953. Number 23, Peter Schultz, They'll Know We Are Christians By Our Love, 1968. Number 24, Bill and Gloria Gaither, Because He Lives, 1971. And finally, number 25, Townsend and Getty, In Christ Alone, 2001. And many songs are being added even as we speak. I hope you know and have sung some of those songs, or are inspired to sing them again and learn some new ones. Here's the great question. As you think about your faith in your life, what songs have meant the most to you in forming your faith and your walk with Jesus? What songs would be on your list? Let's pray this prayer adapted from Scotty Smith at the Gospel Coalition. Dear Heavenly Father, there's no God like you. None so all-fueling and praiseworthy, absolutely transcendent and eminently engaged, augustly mighty and overflowing with compassion. We praise you for the great works of your hands, which are the outflow of the boundless joy of your heart. How can we keep from singing as we ponder the magnificence of creation? We praise you for the pan-emotive gift of music, the voice of our hearts, for grand symphonies, which take the chaos of random notes and create auditory beauty and harmonic cosmos, for the bluegrass smorgasbord of fiddle, flat top, guitar, dobro, mandolin, and harmonica, calculated to get us on the dance floor of life, for the gut-wrenching, storytelling, angst-releasing expression of the blues, for the deep roots and improvisational wing of jazz, giving expression to our love for order and our delight for spontaneity. Thank you, God, for the gift of music. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 592. In the meantime, singing is part of who we are and what we do. Paul writes, "Let the message of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs." The psalmist says, "Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout to the rock of our salvation." And the revelator, and they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the book and break its seals." Yesterday, the challenge was to read some of the great works of the church. Today, the challenge is to sing. Sing some of the great songs of the church, songs that make your soul soar. Let's sing, podcast family.